Recently, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During this precious time, Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of our association members. The following is a discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai with the theme, Purity of Heart Can Create Many Miracles, which took place on August 22, 2008, during the International Seminar.
This experience is in regard to what you teach me and what you told me way in the beginning, and that was the main reason that I got the courage to come and join you. It was that when I get initiated, five generation of my family generation will be taken care of. That time, almost everybody in my family, the ones that are close to me, they were all in turmoil. I become 100% vegetarian right away.
Mm-hmm. I follow you did it for them. Yes. Yes, good. All right. What else, babe?
My mother died last year, 92.
Sorry. Mm.
And she started to feel bad in 2000 first. I was out of the country, and she started to feel bad, so they took her to the hospital. I wasn't here. And they called me up and said, well, she might die, so maybe you should come back. So I come back. And as I was coming back, I was very calm.
Yes.
I went there and I looked her. I said, well, what are you doing in there? I said to my mother, they took me here. I said, well, okay, get better because we got to go home. And the doctor said that there was no hope. They want to put her on life support.
Oh, God.
I said to the doctor, come over here, please. I said, you're the doctor and you know a lot of medicine, but my mother is very strong. She's going to make it. And if she doesn't, that means she doesn't want to be here.
Yes.
So can you leave her alone? Can you just make her comfortable?
Yeah.
She said, well, you take the responsibility. I said, yeah, that's why I talked to you.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. So they took all the medication out, everything.
Yeah.
Within 2 days, she got all the color back in the face, and I was there all the time. And she started asking me, when we go home? I said, well, keep going like this, and we'll go home in 2 days. In 2 days, we were home. She didn't die.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it went on for a while, and 2004, everything was okay, so I went for vacation again. Mm. They called me 2 weeks later. Oh, she's in the hospital. I said, are you sure that I have to come back? I said, yeah, this time for sure. Well, so I come back.
Yeah.
Again in the hospital, I said, what are you doing here? You told me that you want to stay here. If you go in the hospital, you're going to go one of these days. I said, they took me here. Okay. I said, okay, you want to go home or you want to go somewhere else? Because I always talk to her about
heaven. Yes.
I said, I'd like to go home. Okay, I said, you know what to do. So I go to the doctor, says, what's wrong? I said, all her organs don't work properly.
Yeah.
I says, well, can you give her something to calm her down so we can take her home? If she dies, she dies at home because she wants to be home.
Yeah.
Sure, we can do that.
Mm.
So I did that. She come home. A week later, she was walking around and cooking for herself. Then the trip that I went to Thailand, and I was there for 5 months. And then it happened that I wanted to go to Taiwan, and that's when you had the retreat. So I went there too. And while I was away, they called me again and said, this time for sure she's going to die. I said, okay. I said, I'm coming. So I changed all my plans and I went back. They were doing x-rays. And as soon as she saw me, she started smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody around says, for 3 days she was dying. Now you came and she started smiling. I said, yeah, she knows why I'm here. And I says again, the same question, do you want to stay here or you want to go?
No,
this is the third time. make up your mind what you want to do. And she starts smiling more. Anyway, so they took her whatever x-rays, and then they took her upstairs, stayed with her. And when I was up there, the doctor again says the same thing three
last
years before. Her organs, their work, only 5%. said, oh, we can give this, we can give that. I said, oh, can you please give her nothing? And I'm going to ask her, if she wants to take something, then you will. If she said no, you don't. Mm. It's okay. So I went to my mother. She was already much better than the days before.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, they want to give you medication to keep you going.
Mm.
I ask you, whatever you want to do, it, you do it. If you want to keep going, they give it to you. If you want to go back home and go the way you want to go, then we can go too. She said, oh yeah, I want to go home. Okay.
Oh, again. Yeah.
So I went back to the doctor. Said she says she is okay the way it is, and she doesn't want any medication or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your responsibility. Yes, I take full responsibility. So 2 days later, we took her home, and she was in a nursing home at the time. She was so happy to see the other people. And so at that time, I noticed that there was certain things that were coming into me, which I knew it was the end. So I started to talk to her a little bit stronger than before. I said, do you remember when I was telling you that you're going to go somewhere where it's much better?
Mm.
And she said to me, I know, I know. I said, I went someplace. It was so beautiful, I didn't want to come back. I said, so why you come back? Well, she wanted to see me. I said, it was so light, so happy.
Yes.
I said, so you should stay there. She says, I couldn't go without
you. Oh, of course, mother's heart. I'm so sorry.
I said to her, you know that I'm there with you, wherever you are. You know that my master is there with me, and if my master's there, you're there and I'm there. So anyway, at that time it came to me from your help and Jesus, and it's the one thing. All three of us says that she would not have too long.
Mm.
And I was waiting. And at one point I almost noticed the difference, that she was fighting before, and all of a sudden she started not to fight.
Accepting.
And at that time I talked to her in the ear and said, remember what we talked about. Because I was always telling her how good it is on the other side.
Yes.
And she could not talk no more. So when our news was gone, 3 hours later, my sister called me and said that she's gone. I didn't cry.
Yes.
I didn't cry.
You
and,
know it,
I knew that she was happy, but she could not let go before.
Understand.
When she was happy, then...
Then she can let go. Yes, that's it.
I have to say thank you very much to you.
It's all right. So it's much. All your work.
So
yes?
If I give you so many troubles...
No, it's all right. It's all your work. If you practice well, I told you, your five generation will also benefit, okay?
Yeah, everybody. All my family is benefiting. Even the ones that they don't want to listen to me about vegetarianism, they still get help.
Also get help.
I can see that, yeah.
Because of your connection.
I want to be one strong with you, no matter what happens.
That's good. That's good. Nice to hear. Of course you miss your parents. I understand.
Yeah.
I miss also my parents. You see them, don't worry.
Yeah.
Whenever we're ready, we see them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
This life is not permanent anyway. Yeah? We all have to go.
Thank you, Master. You give me an opportunity to ask a question. Before I ask a question, I have the meditation experience. Can I explain that before I ask a question? Yes.
Yeah.
Everything is smooth with my meditation experience. But one day, I get to see about the global warming. My family and I go somewhere, and then the flooding.
You
and
saw high it in the vision?
In the meditation. Yes, my family and I go somewhere. Suddenly, they see the high tide.
Flooding.
Higher, yes. We try to escape. I decide to find them. Yes, and then some brother and sister to rescue us together, go to the higher in the mountain.
Yes.
Yes. After that, I woke up.
Mm.
Yes, I think this is maybe this is around the world now. This is they talk about the global warming. Maybe I dream.
Yes.
In the day, I saw that on the TV.
Yeah.
Yes. After that, I meditate again, and I see the same thing, the same situation. And this time, I saw you, I saw Master in the higher, very, very higher. And you took every disciple, go to, I don't know where, but I saw this is the one sun and two moons. So that when we are carpet, we are crying because we saw a lot of people die on the flooding and a fire around.
Yes.
So that's I'm really sad. A few days, we know Master and all the brother sister in our group and another group try to voice about the global warming. But scientists say this is the government does not listen to them. So maybe it's a few years. This could happen.
Hmm.
So the question is, if all the governments on the world don't listen to the scientist or don't listen to master, yet what would happen for the beings in the future?
What happened? You will see what happened. Okay?
Yes.
I don't want to say yes or no right now. All right? I hope it's okay. I hope they will change.
Thank you.
And I'm fixing my attention on that.
Thank you.
It's better to fix attention on the positive, okay?
Yes.
If not, then it would happen like what you saw.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Not only the flood, but the fire from the volcano hidden in the earth will also broke out. And it's difficult to hide from both.
Yes.
And also erosion, a lot of things. And not just that, the diseases, yeah? Shortage of water, and people might die slowly and agonizingly. And I just hope that they won't come, or at least to the majority of the people, that they will change their way of life. Because only walking in the way of heaven that they will find safety and protection. There's nothing else that can help them in this time of urgency. Yeah? That's why I keep telling them, have to be compassionate, have to be vegetarian, turn away from blood, turn away from killing, turn away from murderous action or supportive action. Because when people eat meat, it's a pitiful. They just don't know what they're eating. They know it, but they just don't really think too much about it. It's already made, it's chopped into pieces, put them on their table, you know? So mostly they do not realize that there's so much suffering going behind this piece of meat. So they keep eating it. But even if they don't kill the animals themselves, but the collective bad karma still will go onto them. But because of the excuses that they don't know, they have not been truly educated about the harmful side of meat. Not just physical, yes, but the spiritual, mental, emotional, everything for the soul. They have not been truly educated on that topic. So because of that excuse, heaven is still lenient and waiting for them to turn around. And I do hope they turn around.
Yes.
That's why we're doing our best to inform them, to tell them the truth about meat. And so we hope that they can understand it soon. Okay?
Yes. Thank
Otherwise,
you.
It will be like what you saw and worse.
Thank you.
if you see a vision two times,
yes,
or three times, that is a true vision. You just foresee it, what should happen. But we are trying to do our best to erase that outcome. It can change still, yes? Or maybe we cannot change it all, and maybe your vision will happen just in some corners of the world and not the whole world. That's what I'm hoping for. It's too late now to save the whole planet. It's too late now to save everybody on the planet. We can save some, okay? Only if they turn around. If they turn around one step, heaven will come to them 99 steps. It's a time of grace, but it's not extended forever. It can be postponed for a while on the intervention of good people, spiritual people, loving people like yourself, like your brother and sister here, praying for grace for other people. Yes, it could be extended for a while, postponed for a while, so that they have a chance to turn around. But it cannot be extended forever. It's very sad that people who are not educated about this, you know, and have been told oppositely. That's why I feel sorry for the people. They don't know what they're doing.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. See you.
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples. Healthy Living is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Farewell, and heaven bless.